From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Righto, the Kelleher report card, what did you make of it?
Well, we picked the magnitude, didn't we? We picked the magnitude of the move, 25 basis points. But look, the intent and the content of the statement, that probably reflected, I think, some of the sentiment behind other commentators calling for 50 basis points. So there was a bit of both in there. If I had to take that Reserve Bank monetary policy statement yesterday and put it into the dovish, hawkish scale, it would come out on the hawkish side of that scale, despite only being a 25 basis point move on the day. The minutes from the Monetary Policy Committee revealed that it was what, in their words, a finely balanced decision. So they debated moving the OCR 25 basis points or 50 basis points, came down on the side of 25. Look, before we look at some of the detail, they also announced that they'll exit some of that, some of the bond position that sits Reserve Bank's balance sheet as a result of the QE program. Now, I just don't want people to get too hung up on that from a monetary policy perspective, because it really, the main focus is on the official cash rate, the official cash rate track. It may have some impact on the government funding requirement. We don't really know yet. We're going to have to wait for the budget and the funding program to get details around that. But sort of back to the statement, I said it's hawkish, and I suppose why? Well, what we call the terminal rate of the official cash rate, where does it get to? Well, the OCR peaks in terms of forecasts at 3.4% in September 2024. So that's higher than previously. So the official cash rate will be between 3.25, 3.5. Also, remember yesterday we talked about the speed and the pace of official cash rate movements. So the OCR track from the Reserve Bank is now more aligned with where the market was. So that's pushing towards 3% by the middle of 2023, so it's sort of aligned with the market. Inflation. It's forecast to peak in the first half of this year, but it does come back, according to their forecast, within the 1-3 band quite quickly, sort of middle of next year. Now, just looking at some of the detail here, there's a bit of commentary going on around there about how much, you know, how much inflation's imported. It's all part of a global problem here. Well, it's not completely the case. That the role of non-tradable inflation is also discussed in the monetary policy statement. Domestic inflation, that is surging as well. It's not all imported inflation. I do think we need to recognise that. You can read about it in the statement. They noted the impact of mortgage rate repricing. Mike, I've spoken about this. We need to think and talk more about this. Roughly half of all fixed rate lending is going to be repriced this year. A significant amount of that is going to go up in terms of rate. That's potentially a big hit to disposable income. I've also been worried about the impact of wage price inflation spiraling into generalized inflation. Well, their call is that that pressure on wage inflation should ease. The easing of border restrictions does help out there, which is good news. They also noted the recent easing in house price growth. Look, generally, Mike, interest rate in terms of market response, 5-year swap, that was up about 10 basis points. Government bonds are similar. New Zealand dollar, though, is quite a bit stronger. That does help out with imported inflation. But what does it all mean for people out there? Well, mortgage rates, they're not coming down in a hurry. They could go higher, but probably not a lot.
All right, what are the numbers?
Yeah. The numbers this morning, the Dow Jones, 33,641. We are up 48. It's been bouncing around. We did see green numbers earlier. The S&P 500 still slightly down, 4,294, down 10 points. The Nasdaq, 13,356, down 25. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 4 points, 7,498. The Nikkei, 26,449, down 1.7%. Shanghai Composite, 3,489, up 32. The ASX 200, they gained 44 points across the Tasman yesterday, up 0.62%. 7,205 is the close there. We gained 20 points yesterday, 12,134. Kiwi dollar, as I said, Mike, is stronger, just under 68 cents, 0.6786, 0.9356 against the Aussie, 0.5992 against the Euro, 0.5003 against the pound, 7,803 yen, gold, 1,908 bucks, and Brent crude still up there, $97.16.
Yeah, have a good one. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.